And welcome to hour number two of the super terrific Whiz Bang Gallagher Show. In studio, the host of this program, legendary comedian Gallagher.
You know, I lived over there in Lorraine, and we had Fanny Farmer chocolates. Do they have that now still? Back then they didn't. Of course, that would then be Fanny candy, which is a terrible image. Anyway, that's not going to work. But I've got some ideas here. Would you like to
go right ahead? Please do.
Some ideas, whether you think that any of these businesses would work. Now, what about expensive fences?
No, I think that's a thumbs down.
How about terrible wearables? I mean, can you just like dress barn? Who, and they don't really think it's a barn. Don't they think it's going to be a place where you can hang a really nice dress? It ought to be Tessa's Dresses, is what it should have been.
Dress in a barn.
Well, I was asking you about that's
no,
why you
bad.
Can say terrible
bad.
Wearables.
Terrible.
Or what about Ugg rugs?
Nope, down.
Ugg's rugs.
Ugly
rugly.
Ugly
rugly. What about if it's a wallpaper store and you call it Ain't Paint because it ain't paint?
Well,
we're going to wallpaper. Come down.
I'll go with that.
Remember that was an old Rip Taylor joke. He'd say to Michelangelo, come on down. We're going to wallpaper.
Oh, Rip Taylor impression.
No, I just remember his jokes.
So you sounded like Rip Taylor there for a second.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Imagine outlasting all these people.
I know. Flip Wilson, long gone, right with hoity-toity.
So, can we move on to the third propensity of the English language?
Please do.
Well, this has to do with the French. And they are not our friends.
Oh.
The French are the enemy. They have infiltrated our lexicon. Here's a good word. They have infiltrated our language, and it's pervasive. It's everywhere. When you think of the person you're about to marry and you have to introduce them as your fiancé, now look, and we're English. We don't go, but see, French people have a big nose, and so they like to honk
see,
it.
Now, wait a second. Not all French have.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they have a large nose. It's hereditary, and they want to go, honk. Well, ask Mexicans, do you want to go home? No, they want to do trumpets with the guitars. But the French people, they want to eat this stuff that grows under a tree. What is that, truffle stuff? It's just a mold or something for some reason. People, nationalities have an agreement to say, I like, this is our music, this is our food,
caviar.
This is what we think smells or tastes good, you know?
Darn right.
That's the way it is. And it's pervasive that the French, when you think of what do you turn in when you want to show everybody your entire life on one piece of paper? What is that called?
Collage.
No, it's a resume.
Oh, you don't, well, if I want a job, but if I'm showing my whole life, it'd be a collage.
You're right. It might be a collage. And that is another one of those paper mache type of a word that we just don't know, like massage. Anytime it ends in age like that, it's going to be a French word. Mucilage.
Mortgage.
Mortgage. Probably is.
Garage.
Probably is.
Garage.
Huh? Garage. Do you think what did they call it in England? The
car house.
The car house?
Yep. Or carport.
No.
Yeah, they call it
the carport.
No, I've heard people call it the carport, like the Davenport.
Oh, my gosh. That is an old
that
one.
That is an old... What is...
No one says, sit on the Davenport. I'll get you a drink out of the ice box.
I have a Davenport.
Really? That you're really going back. I'm older than you.
You don't remember Davenport?
Of course I do, but I've never used it.
Davenport, Iowa. Nice place.
One might know that, but nobody knows it means couch or divan.
Should we put that on the obituary report tomorrow as well? Davenport?
Well, I think there's a lot of them that have to do with decorating, like sconces. Decorator girls always talk about sconces or an armoire.
Oh.
How do you even pronounce like that? And it's a lake. See, that's Anglo-Saxon. It's got a cake. Lake. It's not a reservoir. Here's the problem. Let me tell you the problem. When English people want to act fancy, they abandon their native tongue. It's almost like language treason. All of a sudden, they start speaking French. They don't say they went to a store. They went to a boutique. They don't say they read a report. They read an expose. They don't have skill. They have expertise. That ain't crap on the floor. That's debris. See, because debris don't sound like it's, you could leave that till tomorrow and it'll be fine. But crap, you got to clean that up.
D-E-B-R-I-S.
But it ends in an E sound. This is what's crazy. This is why our kids make low grades in spelling.
Debris.
Not because of English words. Because of these stupid French. Can you even spell lieutenant?
Lieutenant?
Yeah, go ahead and try.
L-U-T-N-A.
L-U?
L-U.
L-U?
L-E. You know, so see your eyes.
You, in now, lieu of. How would eyes? You spell it? You, lieutenant means in lieu of me, I'm sending somebody
I,
else.
I understand
that.
That
ain't me.
Yes.
In lieu. L-I-E-U is lieu.
L-I-E-U.
That's what it lieu is.
Yes.
Yeah, lieutenant. Right.
Who knows how to spell lieutenant?
In fact,
out
you
there?
Can't go to war without speaking French because of Napoleon and his problems.
Sure.
He arranged everybody in a battalion, and then each line was an echelon of the battalion. Then you would wake to every morning to réveille, and you would put on your fatigue, even though there's a UE after the G. You put it in there. You have to, or you get it wrong on spelling. And that camouflage, your camouflage fatigues, and you go on maneuvers. Isn't that gay? We'll be maneuvering, and we're looking for saboteurs,
Rip
espionage, sabotage.
Taylor.
I am a combination of George Carlin and Rip Taylor. No, this is no secret.
Well, that's an interesting collage there, you and Rip Taylor.
It is. You cannot talk about war without speaking French. A charge d'affaires, an aide-de-camp, an envoy, as well as a lieutenant or a sergeant or a brigadier, a bombardier. I'm telling you, tell me a Spanish word that has to do with war. See? You can't. And then when you go into the
Alamo.
Boudoir.
I know French know the word surrender. But I don't think that's French. But
they don't surrender. They have détente.
No,
they have détente.
They surrender.
The foreign legion. Now, in legion, you say the G, but in foreign, you don't say the G.
That first bullet goes flying over France.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Well, you are suffering from a stereotype after
no.
telling me that I can't have...
Oh, no.
You're condemning all Frenchmen as...
Name a war that the French ever won. Name a war where the French did not...
Oh, I'm all for... I'm the one that said that they were
go
the
ahead.
Enemy.
French won a war?
They're sticking their words
but
in our language.
They never won a
language.
War, did they?
I was going to just
why
say.
Don't we have another word for crouton? Why do we have to... Can't we just cut the toast up into squares...
Okay.
Toasty squares. Why?
Please.
Or chandelier. Why don't we have a name for the big light in the hall? It's in the foyer. A foyer ends in an R. This is crazy. How can you think that you're educated when you're spelling
corridor.
Like that?
Corridor.
Corridor.
Corridor. Color.
I love some of their words like cascade. It just really tells me how the water is
coming. Do you have a question?
Coming.
Hello?
Yeah. You're interrupting me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm
think
just,
that was. Just,
I'm just going.
I think that was phony baloney again.
The word, the they just tumble out of your mouth when, and you'll feel it in your mouth. You'll say that feels funny to say. That's probably French, because there's not a lot of German. Germans make us make compound words like locomotive.
What do you want to say about the French?
I was going to say they're not bad people. They've only
not
dropped,
bad people.
They've only dropped their weapons once.
And they left them there once they dropped them.
Well, they're very important to America at the very beginning because this is a land of laissez-faire. And this means where the government keeps their hands off. Laissez-faire. And also entrepreneurs. You know, when you think about it, don't you? It's these highest things. Don't you want to be a champion? Don't you want to be? There are so many important people like your confidant. Or like your chaperone, or your chef, or your valet, or your driver. What is the driver? Chauffeur in the limousine. I'm telling you, we're living in French world.
French?
Here, everything fancy.
My word.
Is a French word. and way more than Spanish and German. Mi casa es su casa is about all I can think
of. We have nothing. Color, are you there?
I'm here.
I thought you were doing color, C-L-O-C-O-L.
Is the color there? Is the color there?
Sounded like he said couleur.
Go ahead. Bon appetit.
There, see?
Bon appetit.
Bon voyage, rendezvous, joie de vie, let the bon tons roller. It's everywhere.
Wonderful. I just wanted to call because I heard Gallagher had a show going on this week, next week or two.
No, I don't have a live show. I might be in Lorain, my hometown, in about a month. We haven't firmed anything up, and I might be down in Medina. Even though it's only 39 miles away, they swear that it's a different audience. So I might, and I'm also going to be over in Indiana.
Good state.
I'm going to be in Fort Wayne and in Indianapolis and in some other little town.
Fort Wayne's where the time change happens.
When's the last time you were down in the Oklahoma City area?
Well, I've been out west, but I didn't go into Oklahoma City. Is that where you're calling from?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll come down there.
Well, it's an international call here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Do you feel like when? Do you ever fixin' to do something? Do you ever talk that way? I'm fixin' to get ready. I'm fixin' to go out. I'm fixin'. Do you ever use
all
that term?
Time, actually.
Yeah. Well, that don't you think that confuses Latino? Is that what you're saying? I should say Latin.
You should say Latino, Harry, shouldn't you?
Do you say fixin' because everybody else says fixin', or do you really like the fixin' to do stuff?
I think it's mostly the fixin' has just been that something's been said most of our lives. But
do you like the term up. Latino?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't care either way.
He
I'm white
care.
As can be, so it doesn't matter to me.
Now, when I was famous on Showtime, there was one of the cities in Oklahoma that I was famous in because they had Showtime, and the other one I wasn't famous in. So, and I don't know. I think I was famous in Oklahoma City, but not in Tulsa. So even if I come there, I can actually only go to Oklahoma City.
Well, how sweet is that?
Well, I'll put you down.
Like that possibly booking you guys out, booking you out here sometime soon.
Okay. Well, most bookers don't call in to a radio interview.
I'm not a booker. I'm just a fan.
Well, you can't be a fan and tell me you're going to find me a place to work.
Well, no, I'm just saying I know some people who can. Hey.
No.
You have some confidence.
That's just how bad I want you to come to the Oklahoma City area.
Are you sure? Has Oklahoma City braced itself?
They'll brace themselves enough.
Okay. Well, you have to.
You know Oklahoma is going to be waterfront after the water goes up. After the poles melt. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's an app that you can go to, and you can put 10 foot higher, and it'll show you where the beach is going to be. What? What's your problem?
Okay, Harry. Your name is Harry, correct?
What's that?
Harry. Is your name Harry?
Mike. Yep.
All right, Mike. Thank you. I want to thank you for calling in. Because I have an important question to ask you as we're 25 minutes into the second hour here. We only have 35 minutes left. And there is a song, because we want to get into it. We're going to get back to your...
When are we going to just play the song?
We're not going to just play the song.
Well, I wanted to go into it. Well, let's play it right now.
No. Do you want to finish with the French? Because the French is interesting. Or do you want to save that for tomorrow?
It pops up all the time.
Okay.
Because you're just talking, and then you have this French word in your
all
mouth.
Right. Harry, here's...
Like finesse.
Mike?
Or
Mike? Yeah, Mike. Mike, here's the deal.
Amateur. That's another one.
Okie dokie.
Gauche.
Get you on the
Who wants to be gauche? Bizarre.
Bizarre.
He's so bizarre.
But is that a French word?
Yeah.
Bizarre?
Say it French. But no, you're so bizarre.
No.
He is a gauche and he is a bizarre.
Like a cake bizarre?
He is an amateur. He is naive. He is passé.
Mike.
How terrible is passé? You're still alive,
yes.
But irrelevant. That's a horrible thing.
Like hoity-toity.
Blasé. Nonchalant.
Mike.
Yes.
Here we go. Here's the question. We have a song, but here is the dilemma.
No, that's not.
American?
No, it's not English. I think it's Latin.
Latin?
Yeah.
Latin's a forgotten language.
It's the basis of our Romance languages.
But dilemma.
But not. We have a Germanic past.
They used to teach Latin in schools, but then nobody speaks it anymore.
No.
Right. Okay, Mike. Here's the dilemma on the table tonight. Gallagher has a song. Now, I absolutely 100% admit that it is a great song. This is a party album song, if there ever was one. It's a top 10 chart buster hit. But here is the problem. It is, the words are fine. The words, there's no problem with the words. You could play the words on the radio. It's the subject matter that would be somewhat problematic here. Because it has to do with Jesus and drinking. So
only till the end. Up until then, though, it has to build, you know, and it builds. And then it gets inappropriate
right.
near the end.
Well, no, I think in the beginning.
So are you going to have Mike listen to the song and then have an opinion?
No, see, you tried to slip it in there.
Yeah.
I'm asking Mike, should we play the song? I mean, we will not
How
have
will
any...
he know?
I'm asking Mike.
You're
his
asking
opinion.
The guy from Oklahoma. He chose Oklahoma.
Oklahoma
he could have lived
City.
In Texas.
That's metropolitan.
He could have lived in New York. He could have lived in San Francisco. He lived in Oklahoma. Tell him why you're living in Oklahoma City.
This is where my family's from.
All right. You're born and bred there.
Yep, born in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
And by goodness, you'll be Oklahoma dead.
No.
Well,
No.
Oh, yeah,
Boomer
right.
Sooner.
Boomer Sooner. There you
no,
go.
No.
You don't like that?
No, folks.
What's that?
I'm a Cowboys. I'm an OSU fan.
An OSU fan whatnot. Living in Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma you got State. University. You got Oklahoma State University.
Oh, not OSU. I thought you were talking about Ohio State.
No, Oklahoma State.
Oh, okay. Well, you called into the wrong show. We're in Ohio here. OSU
yeah.
means Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, baby.
Anyway, Mike.
Will you play the song?
No, I'm telling you, the song could cause people to faint right out of their chair who
I
listen
want
to
the opinion
station.
Of people in Ohio.
You say play it, right, Mike?
I say play it.
All right, Mike. Well, we're going to have a... It's only about a minute 45.
That's irrelevant in Ohio.
No, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right.
All we can say is another state that began with an O likes this
you
song.
You give it a thumbs up, Mike. Well, I appreciate it, Mike.
Come on, move Thank on. You. Play the song.
We'll get to
We're losing people.
We're not losing people.
We are.
Mike's still with us. Thank you, Mike.
One guy. One guy.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you. Mike's gone.
Good. Let's
now,
move along.
Okay,
we have to be relevant to Ohio.
I'm trying to be relevant.
All right. Well, play the song.
Now, wait a second.
Why don't you ask me? Play it.
I understand you say play it, but what do you say?
I was going to say, when Mike left there, would that be like a mic drop?
The mic drop? Hey!
He nailed the mic drop. What do you think, Terry? Because you have heard the song.
I like it. I'm partial to it. I say play it.
And you say play
what
the song.
What would you give it on a score 1 to 10?
Nine.
I give it a nine as well. I just
okay.
think that, but
a high nine.
A high nine.
Okay,
but now explain to people, if I'm going to play this, explain how it came about.
All right, I was smoking as usual, and I get up in the morning, and I, what?
Yeah, and you're I, already.
What?
Already.
I'm appropriate? What? That's what I do. I'm stoned in all of my videos on TV. I don't exist as a straight person.
That's good to know.
Well, when I get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, and I look at my iPad, and I get an idea for a poem or a song, and then I go to it, and then I make it work. It's like a puzzle using our language.
I tell you, Mike.
I'm a wordsmith. I'm a wordsmith.
Wordsmith. Mike just said, forget it. We're getting a call.
I'm not here to please Mike. I'm probably not going to Oklahoma.
I don't think this is
it's
Mike.
It's an investment. There's so many little towns around here I could go to, and instead you go there, and it's 100 miles to the next water.
Caller, go ahead. Oh, the caller. Hey, if that was you, call back in.
I don't get Mike back here.
No,
God
Mike.
Almighty. He doesn't represent the area.
You were on a soliloquy there.
Why would I go to a place that has one person that wants to buy a ticket? I'm not running off.
I don't. There might be more people in Oklahoma City.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You never know.
Well, why didn't I go there? He's just said I haven't been there. I don't go there because.
This isn't Mike.
Thank God.
Go ahead.
For more options.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, how did you come about with this song?
The first line, "I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus." I thought that's a really good excuse an alcoholic might make for why they're having a drink.
Mercy.
Maybe on Sunday. I'm only getting high, and I just started with that. I'm only getting high to get close. I'm probably using somebody else's music. I don't know.
You think?
I don't know.
Now, I think it's a good song. But again, the subject matter would not go over in Oklahoma City. But we'll play it here. This song has never played on radio before. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This is a break. Here you go, folks.
This is a debut!
Debut, Sucker A Blue. And away we go.
C'est Sucker A Blue. I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus. Drinking fine wine and cheap moonshine with skeezers getting primed for all my after I'm dead parties. Grab yourself an angel, they got hot tubs and trapezes. No sleepers, no teases, down to earth girls in heaven, that's what I foresee. Not these hellish chicks we get where love needs referees. None of the kind that wants to find their foot in your testes. More like a fishing buddy that also does strip teases. Never disagrees, wants to be the one that pleases. I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus. Drinking fine wine and cheap moonshine with skeezers getting primed for all my after I'm dead parties. Grab yourself an angel, they got hot tubs and trapezes. I can't wait to hit the bar, walking in the door with Jesus. Have you met the Lord? He's my wingman, who wants pizzas? What he did with bread and fish, he can also do with cheeses. It's a picnic in the clouds without ants or dog feces. Me and Jesus, dust of ashes. Me and Jesus, thick as molasses. Me and Jesus, clinking glasses. Me and Jesus, drunk on her. I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus. Drinking fine wine and cheap moonshine with skeezers. Getting primed for all my half-drunk dead parties. I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus.
And that was the world premiere right here on WWGH.
Premiere, I think, is French.
Okay, well, what did people think? Let us know what do you think of that song? Terry, you heard it again. That's number two for you.
I like it.
And by the way, if you have any complaints, send them to Gallagher. Don't send them to me.
Debut. That has a T at the end. You don't even pronounce
that's
it. Home Depot has a T at the end there, and you don't even pronounce it. We want to save the environment.
Depot.
They must be 2,000 Home Depot stores with a 10-foot plastic T that they never needed because you don't even pronounce it. That's how to save. You want to save the environment, put your cream in your coffee to begin with. Put in the coffee cup. That way when the coffee comes in, it stirs it, and we would never, ever need a stir stick.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Utah,
this
probably.
This is Mike again, and oh. I loved it.
Oh, Mike loved it.
Great. Oklahoma. Here I come.
That'll play fabulous. In Oklahoma City. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful Mike there in Oklahoma City. Loved that song. It played. See, he was laughing. He was on the floor. Mike.
He's laughing at the fact that I'm in Ohio and nobody from Ohio called. And he was able to get through again.
Well, why not?
Well, we need more than one person. Listen.
Well, we've had more than one person. Thank you, Mike.
We have no proof. This is why I bought chips and dip.
Well, it's good. Well, we've premiered that song. We're all very happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a million seller, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And who will be the market?
The market for that song will be people who like good music.
Is it under the Bible Belt, above the Bible Belt, below the Bible? Would you sell that in Alabama?
No, that would not go over in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
No. But that'll go over big in, I think that would play in Manhattan. I think that would play in Los Angeles.
Don't you think it's a little too slow for Manhattan?
No.
Because it's country. They don't like country.
Yeah, but country's all pop now.
You think that the...
I think the market's different. Yeah, that's not going to... See, because you... Okay, the song is getting... What's the title?
I'm Only Getting High.
Okay, but now that refers to what?
Drinking.
Now you... See,
I never said anything about smoking.
No. So I misinterpreted that when I first heard that, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get that on the record. What, right. Did you misinterpret that?
Yeah. Well, you can't tell. It's just the word high. And it means to be altitude. I'm trying to be higher and closer to Jesus. That's funny.
But we think that Jesus and God have a sense of humor.
Because they invented laughter.
They have to. They invented Jews, so such they invented that song.
They do a lot of things just for the fun of it. Have you ever noticed that your underarms and your underwear don't smell the same? Why would, if God's going to come up with a stink, right, is what he's going to think. He's going, well, I want to make their underarms stink right there where they can smell it. Why would he come up with a new one for in your underwear when this would be a great time because he invented lavender and roses and posies and every all kind of perfumes? Wouldn't it be great if your underwear, when it got sweaty, smelled like flowers? Now, here comes your wife to go down, right? Grab a hold of your underwear. Hey, thank you, God. That would make a lot of sense. And you'd thank God for doing that because he made cracks in between your teeth and he knew he'd be using them to eat with. He could have made one smooth tooth. Remember, this is a God that made the universe. He could have made one
He is a very...
Barney the dinosaur has one smooth tooth.
But he is
and you got to go to the dentist.
He's a very vengeful God.
Well, I think it's a sense of humor. If you make people to fall in love with each other and want to kiss and then put a nose like a bumper right in the way, and that's why they have to pucker. It's not because you're pretty. This is why people close their eyes when they kiss, because you're making a fish face. You have to somehow get your face out past your nose so that they touch. And that don't make a bit of sense. You should just get rid of your nose, put it someplace else, and then you could suck face really good.
Cut off your nose to spite your face.
You would cut off your nose because it's dripping in your mouth.
But French kiss.
Why is it upside
down? You say the
down?
French have a big nose.
Yes, they do.
But it's also French kissing, which you would have to be closer to do.
Yeah.
So I think there's an inconsistency there.
For the French, that's their problem.
We steal a lot from French. France.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
We got the Statue of Liberty.
From France.
Right.
But give us your poor, give us your sick.
They just wanted to get rid of that great big eyesore statue because it sat there with the hand in the air for a long time. It could be an underarm commercial. Somebody should notice that and give.
You didn't think that was a good buy for us, a good gift?
No, the best thing was that Napoleon couldn't get to Moscow, and so he needed money, and we got to buy Louisiana.
Guillotine.
Guillotine. That's another one.
Guillotine.
Uh-huh. Guillotine. There's hundreds. And hardly any Spanish or any German.
Roulette, is it?
Sure. All the gaming stuff.
Russian
croupier.
Roulette?
Yeah.
Russian
the
roulette.
Croupier there at the crap table. And roulette.
What about drinks?
All the champagne that's got that G in it from the word sign and foreign that you don't pronounce.
Cabernet.
The different types of wine are rose. I think Cabernet is that German.
No, I think it's German.
Chardonnay.
A Chardonnay, a Cabernet. Don't matter what they end in. You know,
Merlot
ends in a T. It don't matter. The Cabernet ends in a T, and they still different sound. They invented all of the wines, I think, the names of the wines.
The Canadians had it right, though.
Or rouge. The whole thing. That's important to a woman is rouge.
Rouge.
Yeah, right
there.
Well,
Napoleon wore rouge.
Do you feel?
Oh, Napoleon?
No, it rubbed off of Josephine. No.
All this because a short guy was trying to overcompensate.
I don't know. He was organizing. He was naming, giving them rules.
Why did anybody listen to this little guy, this little short?
Because for a while he did really good, you know, before he decided to march on Moscow. They were killing in Europe.
But Napoleon was nothing but basically a little eyesore. And he did wear rouge. A lot of our early ancestors wore wigs and rouge and high heels.
Well, they didn't seem to have enough bath water, and so to get over that, they invented perfume because they were going to go to court. Want to offend.
They went out in the Potomac.
No, we're talking about Paris.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our ancestors.
No, I'm talking where it all came from. Well, of course, you know that Benjamin Franklin was our representative, and he
went in France.
And he went over there, and I'm sure that he had a powdered wig, and he used parfum.
He got us recognized in France.
You know, ETTE means a little one. See, so a toilet must mean a smaller. There must be a really big, regular sized toilet. Some toy, I guess.
What's
it's
roulette?
Roulette would be a smaller wheel. You see, like a dinette is a small diner, I guess, or a napkinette, a towelette. A towelette is a small. That doesn't mean that lariat is a really little Larry.
So what in America have we mastered?
What? Where? This is coming out of left field.
No, what? I just had a question.
Well, it's a non sequitur, and that's not French. That's, I think, Latin.
We have a caller, which may also be a non. This is an Ohio number.
All right, we're
okay,
excited.
Go ahead.
All these kids
Hello,
have
guys.
Phones.
I thought I'd call back just real quickly.
Okay.
Gallagher, sometimes when I was a kid, which of course was about 40.
Stop it. It's not the Mike from Oklahoma show.
Well, that wasn't Mike.
Who was it? It is too.
No, that was the original caller, I believe, who called in hour number one.
We've got to move on. We have to move on. Everybody has these phones. I see them all hunched over their phone, and no one calls. I thought I'd been provocative here today. I thought I had been thought-provoking and given people word games. I wasn't going to be political. I wasn't sexist. We didn't discuss any of these problems. I picked a general topic that just has only been shunned. Let me see if I can think of a French word.
Not shut, but I think, you know, these are your fans and fans.
Well, you can only call it fans because there's two. I mean,
well, they come from fanatic. That's where fan comes from.
Fanatic.
Fanatical.
I think there is some word that has to do with going crazy on drugs. What do they call? There was some term that meant that you went nuts on it. Oh, well. I'm old. I'm lucky I remembered all the words that I did remember.
Another one that ends in a T, Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot already here. It's really embarrassing if you have a French word on your rough, tough truck like Escalade. That's a ladder in France, and that's because they're up high. They're hard to get in an Escalade. But there's the Belvedere. That was one of the kinds of the Sedan de Ville. There's a Mirage. There's a jet and a van you can buy with Mirage or Silhouette. That's a van as a silhouette. What if you said that to the cop? You say, "Geez, I got what caused the accident?" Well, there was a Mirage that got in the way of the silhouette.
A lot of casinos
are named have a French name.
Yeah, Mirage.
Well, I think casino though is Italian because it ends in an O like that. That's a good word.
Most bookies are Italian.
That's good to know, but I don't think you want to admit that to people.
I don't know any bookies.
But everyone knows now that you know bookies.
I know bookies, but I don't place books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. See, that wasn't a non sequitur, though.
No, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
What is that other room? Baccarat. That's definitely a French word because it ends in a T and you don't pronounce it.
What's the thing you play with the polo? Where is that from?
What's the thing you play with? You mean the hammer?
The mallet. Okay.
Well, then, if it was French, they'd just call it a mallet.
A mallet.
Malaise. There's one of them French words.
Malaise.
I'm in such a malaise.
Now, what is a malaise? It got Jimmy Carter thrown out of office.
But it saves the life of poets that are trying to figure out what to rhyme with mayonnaise.
Oh, you know, we had a discussion about mayonnaise not too long ago. Miracle Whip has become mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
No.
Miracle Whip is salad dressing.
Yes, it always wanted to be different than mayonnaise.
But if we go to a restaurant and you order your
restaurant, there's a good French word,
and
buffet, cabaret, souvenir. I'm just going down the boulevard or the avenue, but not the cul-de-sac, and I see all of these French words like antique, which should have a K. If it was an English word, Germanic, we'd put a K there. Instead, they put a Q, and then the lonely little Q. It has to have two more letters. Can I bring you an E with me? Or technique. There we put extra letters for no reason. Kids wonder about this. They don't have any respect for adults. Why go to school to learn to put in letters you don't pronounce?
You know, when I was in school, when it came to a foreign language, we had three Spanish teachers, one French teacher, and one German teacher.
Yeah,
German was very unpopular.
Did the Spanish teachers speak English? You say you can always find one that speaks their own language, but do they? Because usually, you know, the people that don't know anything about it get to teach it. Like homemakers are always home wreckers. All of the home ec teachers are divorced. Every one of them. They never come from, and the reading teacher has bad eyes, real thick glasses from reading, I think, are terrible. And the shop teacher doesn't have all of his fingers. The counselor needs somebody to talk to. And the principal probably lacks any principles. Because he's had an affair with the math teacher.
You think?
Oh, it's obvious she's beginning to show.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, I had something to say. I said, well, I see that you can carry one when you multiply.
Well, that's a thinker.
I would get into trouble. No, that's go straight to the dean. I used to have to go to the dean for acting smart. And I told the dean, this isn't an act. I actually am this smart. That's right.
This is what you are.
I am.
But you also have a way with words.
I do. And I want tomorrow I'm going to teach everybody how to talk. Because and when not to talk, because you talk too much. A lot of these men would have more sex. She's leaning in your direction, and then you open your mouth and say something logical. See, women are not logical, and they don't need to hear anything about it. And then she said, well, I'm not going to tell him that I was going to.
Now you know.
I'm helping the men right now.
But that's anti-woman.
No.
You're going to get those feminists upset with you.
Well. I'm 70, and you know
it doesn't matter anymore.
No, it's like driving by McDonald's when you're not hungry.
That's why Mike is your
friend. You smile and you can't remember why.
True or false?
What?
That's why Mike is your fan.
Why?
Because you've alienated the women, not one woman.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what I. And then you had me cut the one.
No,
guy
I'm
off
helping the women. They don't need the men to say, "Did you just cut your eyebrows off and now you're painting them back in?"
What is that all about?
See, that's you want to know. Now you want to alienate the women?
No, I'm asking. What is that stuff they use to draw their eyebrow? It's brown.
Not fluffy. It doesn't look like a hair.
No, it doesn't look like an eyebrow at all.
No. And then they wander up into their forehead and they look real pleased to meet you.
What is that? Young girls are doing that.
Well, they're all women. The young girls are women also. They do it because they feel like it. Women have feelings. Men have no feelings. We wouldn't know what a feeling felt like. We're made of dirt.
We're nothing.
We're made of dirt. God reached down and got a handful of dirt.
Dirt.
Now, what do women hate to have in the house?
Dirt.
Of course. So this tells you why it's never going to work. It's never going to work.
Problematic.
See, women want the house to look like nobody lives there. But men keep wanting to live there. And there's the rub. There's the problem.
Well, this has all been very fascinating because when you go through
people
this,
won't talk about it. I'm bringing up subjects that are
taboo.
Taboo. Well, that's not French. That's some island.
You know, there was a...
Oh, it could be French because things are taboo in New Orleans. You know, that's the Bayou State because all of the politicians are for sale.
Really?
So, yeah, it's called the Bayou.
In the Bayou.
I'm in a Bayou.
Bayou and so.
There's another one. That's a French term, is Bayou.
Now, you would think that would not be a
French
term.
We're surrounded by them. We like some Spanish terms, like mesa for a big flat area at the top. But the French call it a plateau. And we also took canyon from the Spanish, but the French could just call it a crevasse.
Tex-Mex became very popular.
Tex-Mex is an example of double rhyming.
Double rhyming.
And being popular.
So
that's
to recap tonight, we have learned...
We have learned that the French have invaded the language, that we have a propensity to want to rhyme right away, not even waiting for another line in a poem. We want to rhyme right next to each other. Right? Hoity-toity, hanky-panky, fender-bender.
Fender-bender. Now, is it not a fender-bender? You know, when you have a crash, when does it pass fender-bender stage?
This is all just talking.
It's relative.
No, it's not precise. Nothing's precise.
Okay.
It's not really descriptive.
If somebody hits you in the side...
All right, now I've forgotten the other propensity of English, the language. There's a lot of French that we like things to rhyme. Oh, and that we talk in figures of speech. Are we at the end of our rope? Are you at the end of your rope?
Close.
Is it time to throw in the towel?
About.
Am I going to get saved by the bell?
I don't know. No, I want to know if you hit somebody in the door, is that a fender bender?
See, I think that's a joke. Why don't you put that on your Facebook?
Okay, but then...
Yeah.
That's good material right there. That's
well, it's good enough for Facebook.
Top drawer.
Top drawer material.
Yeah. Is there anything in comedy that the French have invaded?
Well, we have to have segues. We have to have double entendres. We have to do an encore. See, the French invented politics. And saying a half of a truth, which is a half of a lie. They never say, well, I'm against that. They say it's not my favorite, see. And they would never say, I'd like you to meet this young girl I'm having sex with. They say, have you met my protege? See, they have a name for it. Everybody wink, wink. And then it's all a shade of gray. And like a mirage or a silhouette, it's not really there, like ambiance. It's a ghost. It's a pastel. See, if the French add pastels to our language that we don't have in rough, gruff English. It's Germanic, like I said.
So as Americans, what can we take credit for?
Well, it would have to be everything after 1776, I would guess. Anything that we have a lot to take credit for because the whole world is using our inventions, the phones, the iPads, and the software. They're all playing our game. The Russians are not coming up with new software. They're just hacking, you see. You would think that if you're really good at hacking, you would know how to make a video game because you can make a lot of money from that. But no, where's Microsoft from? America. Where's Apple from? America. Where's Larry Ellison and whatever that company is that does security? He's from America. What about that guy that's running NASA now and running rockets up to the satellite? To our satellite deal. He's also doing electric cars and electric houses. Come on. My God, what a busy desk he has. Elon Musk. That's it. He's an American. And
so this is the golden age for America right now.
I'm telling you, we've replaced some of these jobs that ran down to Mexico with NAFTA by having the tech people. I'm telling you, we've got to, and Facebook. Where was that? It's embarrassing for Microsoft that Google had to show you how to do a search. And they thought that the computer was always going to be a typewriter. Then it's embarrassing for Google that they missed out on the fun of Facebook and the big billion-dollar worth, you know, on Wall Street. It's amazing. And it's American creativity. A single guy will do something, or a woman, I don't know. Do you know any female inventors? Oh, that girl that invented Spanx. That she was.
What about Sally Hemings?
When did she invent?
No. Who am I? It's getting too late. Who am I thinking of? Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross just sewed the flag. Here's what we need to do.
Did she not come up with it?
Here's what we need to do. We need to look at the flag and notice that it's not a smear of pink. It's white stripes and red stripes, well-defined, stereotype. White does what white does, red does what red does, and even the stars have their own gated community up in the left-hand corner that you can't get into if you're a white stripe or a red stripe because the stars are up there, you see? It's all...
Because the stars won't be aligned if you...
The stars are aligned. They've got seven and
it's another thing,
sixes,
right?
I think.
But Betsy Ross, she was an industrious gal.
Maybe.
Sally Hemings. Who was Sally Hemings?
I think she was a slave.
No, I know who she was now. Thomas Jefferson's...
Slave
employee.
Come on. You're sugarcoating. There's one. You're sugarcoating the
truth. We have to sugarcoat everything in this world.
I'd love to do this. I want to write the scene where Thomas Jefferson has to convince her to come back to the United States from Paris, where she's a free woman, to come back where she would be a slave. And so she trades him the freedom of her entire family. to get her to come back. I don't know if she had that plan before they left, but women always plan. Men never have a plan. They'll walk up to a woman and they'll say, I'd like to take you out. Where are you going to take me? I don't know. Because they didn't even have a plan because they're lazy, they're cheap, they're hungry. Usually, this is if you want to understand a man, he's hungry, he's lazy, he can sit in his chair, he doesn't want to go out. You know, everything your mother says about him before, and you say, oh no, it's going to be fun, it's going to be great.
Manicure.
You're saying that's a French word?
I think it's a French word. Manicure, pedicure.
Do you think so?
I think so. What do you think?
It could be Vietnamese.
Vietnamese?
Well, they're the ones. Well, now, don't tell me I'm stereotyping because this girl, comedian, female, what's her name? Angela Johnson.
Okay.
She makes fun of the Vietnamese.
Is she Vietnamese herself?
17 million. No, she's Mexican, but she doesn't speak Spanish, and she makes fun of how Mexicans talk. She makes fun of how Cubans talk. She makes fun of black girls. All these things I can't do. I can't do any of that.
Well, you can't do that.
No. I have to find humor in language.
Life.
Well, I picked language here tonight. I mean, it's very difficult.
But life is very funny. Life is comical.
Well, what's comical is that everybody else gets to talk about stereotypes but me.
No.
Everybody
what's because if
mad
you,
at me.
It typically in our society, in America, that Caucasian men have had all the power.
There you go.
So once again, it's we like when servile. Like, you know, the housekeeper always has the best lines in the sitcom.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing in life.
Or the child. Here's what's ruined the American family is that the kid had all the really funny lines in the sitcoms. Do you remember, you probably wouldn't remember, Leave It to Daddy, or Make Room for Daddy, Angela Cartwright, who later was on Lost in Space. She'd always smile really big before she told her joke, and you could see it coming a mile.
That's acting.
Well,
did you ever have a sitcom offer?
No, I never.
Well, everybody did, I thought.
Except me. I wasn't allowed to have a career.
Why?
Well, I just made some mistakes. I said a few jokes that.
You went off the tracks.
Irritated. Off the tracks.
Irritated somebody.
Went into the. What does that guy say?
Rub somebody the wrong way.
There you go.
You weren't doing Bill Cosby jokes in the heyday of the Cosby Show, were you?
That relationship ran off into the ditch. Doesn't that Dr. Phil say that? What put this in the ditch?
Now, you wouldn't think that guy would have a doctorate.
No.
But he does.
He's too tall for his wife. Don't you, when you see them, you think, how do they have sex?
No, I don't think about that. This is why you never had a sitcom.
Probably.
You can't do things like that in a sitcom.
I think everybody does. They say, well, look how tall he is.
No, no, no.
Remember when Shaq had a real short wife we thought, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, 30 seconds left. What do you think, Gary? Do you think that people think about that? I don't think they think about that.
If I was a woman, I would never marry a man with a big head. Do not marry a man with a big head. You know, this has been more than a thrill for me. This has been an inconvenience.
Well, there you go. And tomorrow night, we'll have Ricky French recording Star. And tomorrow's topic is?
How to talk.
Okay, good. Without chips in your mouth.
How to talk.
Okay, I'll be here tomorrow.
You talk too much. You need to be quiet sometimes. And
I won't even show up tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll turn the mic off.
All right. Good threat.
Say good. No, it's not a threat. Go. Say good night.
Good night.
Legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. But there's a chuckful of nuts at McDonald's. At the Scala, they